We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Crimson Tide Sports Network, from Learfield IMG College, live from Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Vestavia Hills, welcome to Crimson Tide Rewind.
Six. He runs to the 10, he's running to the 5, he is to the goal line, he is in, touchdown Alabama!
Crimson Tide Rewind is presented by Southeastern Pond Management, managing your liquid assets since 1989. Bud Light. Whenever there's a game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. Crimson Tide Rewind is also brought to you by Golden Flake, the official potato chip of the Alabama Crimson Tide. Dreamland Barbecue. Ain't nothing like them nowhere. And a proud supporter of the Crimson Tide. Now live, this is Crimson Tide Rewind.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Baumhauer's Victory Grill. We are at the Vestavia Hills location here in Birmingham, and we're glad to have you along. Eli Gold, Corey Reamer is alongside. Crimson Tide Rewind presented by Southeastern Pond Management, and we are going to rewind a 48-17 win over the Tennessee Volunteers, always the best ones to rewind.
Yeah, and I know it's been a long time since Tennessee's gotten the better of us, but it's always sweet whenever you can beat one of your biggest rivals. And this weekend was no different. Handled the game pretty well from the start all the way to the finish. And I thought we came out and looked great for, you know, having so many tough games in a row and, you know, always expecting some fall off, but we came out and executed well. And I thought on the defensive side of the ball, we played some of our best, one of our best games. And yep. Mac Jones continues to impress, not throwing an incompletion. I can't remember when his first one was, but that offense continues to click. And there's some good things that are rolling into the second half of this season.
Unfortunately, though, there's a big price to pay.
There's always a but.
The loss of Jaylen Waddle on the very first play of the ball game. And thank God he's going to be fine. He had surgery. It was a clean break. They've got him taken care of. But he obviously is basically done for the year. And you won't be a better team without Jaylen Waddle.
No,
that's for sure.
You know, a lot of guys stepped up in this game, but you're not going to replace a guy like Jaylen Waddle. It's a tough loss, and I can guarantee you there's nobody that's kicking themselves or more frustrated than he is right now. He's going to be watching for the rest of this season, hopefully quick recovery, being able to get some rehab. I think he's off of it for 6 to 8 weeks before he can really begin to rehab. So I know it's going to be – he's definitely out for this year. Hopefully get him healthy, get ready for spring ball, and be a good teammate. Go out there and help some of these younger guys whichever way he can, still be a part of the team.
We are live at Baumhauer's Victory Grill, and you know, you can make your next tailgate or homegate legendary with Baumhauer's legendary sauces and their convenient party trays. Visit Baumhauer's.com for more information. Baumhauer's Victory Grill, legendary fun, legendary food. Stick around. We've got lots to talk about. We're going to hear from Coach Nick Saban at his noontime press conference. We're going to be featuring Brian Robinson in our senior spotlight today. Tons of replays of highlights from Saturday's game. And, yes, a quick look ahead to the air raid offense that's heading to Tuscaloosa this coming weekend when Coach Leach brings in his Mississippi State Bulldogs. So all of that is coming your way over the course of this hour. So stay tuned. It's Crimson Tide Rewind live from Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Vestavia Hills. And it's all right here on the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College. You live and breathe Crimson, so you need a Medicare plan that keeps you at your best body and mind. Cigna Medicare Advantage offers plans with zero monthly premiums and zero primary and specialist copays and $0 copays on many prescription drugs. Enroll today. Call 1-877-722-1801.
This is a paid endorsement. Cigna is contracted with Medicare for PDP plans, HMO, and PPO plans in select states and with select state Medicaid programs. Enrollment in Cigna depends on contract renewal.
Tradition is built by doing the right things over and over again. At Alabama, this means 27 SEC championships and 17 national titles. While at Dex Imaging, this means taking great care of our customers day in and day out. Dex Imaging has a tradition of providing quality office equipment at a fair price with quick, reliable service. Put Dex Imaging's tradition of satisfied customers to work for your business. Dex Imaging, the official copier and printer provider of the Crimson Tide.
25 years. Huh, that's a quarter century. Or 300 months. Or 9,125 days. Or 175 years. To your dog. Now, for something to be around that long, that's impressive. And that's what Chevron with Techron is. Impressive. Because it delivers unbeatable cleaning power and unbeatable gas mileage. Plus, as always, Techron is in every grade, every gallon. Chevron with Techron. Celebrating 25 years of clean. Care for your car.
Tradition, honor, grit. We are Southeastern Pond Management, and for 30 years, we've been committed to being the leader in pond management. Our team understands what it takes to work hard and be the best. That's our legacy, and we are proud to support the Crimson Tide. So call today or visit scpond.com. Southeastern Pond Management, managing your liquid assets since 1989. Roll Tide.
The United States was built on the foundations of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Millions of people have defended these pillars of our democracy.
Please remember the sacrifice made by these Americans and make time to register to vote and obtain a government photo ID so you too can vote on November 3rd.
Voting is a sacred right. Sacrifices made by those who so bravely serve our country should never be forgotten.
For more information, go to alabamavotes.gov.
Hi, everyone. Eli Gold here. Do you know why I go to SunSouth? It's because of the personalized service I receive from their starting lineup. SunSouth John Deere also has an affordable roster for everyone, from riding mowers to utility vehicles and lots of tractors. Stop by any of their 21 locations across Alabama, Mississippi, and Georgia, or visit sunsouth.com. Any budget, any project, SunSouth has you covered. Proud to be the preferred tractor equipment dealer of the Alabama Crimson Tide. Mack under center, give to Najee, cuts it upfield, he's in, touchdown! Touchdown Alabama! Najee Harris with a rushing touchdown in 12 straight games. Yep, 12 straight games for Najee Harris, a rushing touchdown. He has 14 touchdowns already this season, and that along with 595 rushing yards, so he's off to a wonderful start.
Yeah, he is. He's running the ball extremely hard. This game was no different. I thought the offense didn't get off as fast of a start as they have in the past, their first four games, but they ended up picking up speed, and Najee's definitely a good reason for that. He is running behind his pads just about as well as anybody could, especially with a limited spring, limited offseason. And five games in, he looks healthy, which is great, because this time of the year is when you start getting beat up. And you saw a lot more from Brian Robinson and a few other guys to give him some relief, but he was still running hard in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, Brian had four carries last week. Trey Sanders had seven. And even Roydell Williams, the freshman from Hueytown, had a couple of carries for 3 yards. So, you know, again, there's depth.
Yeah, there is depth. And this is good experience for those guys, too, especially with limited reps through the offseason. And you don't have those games that you normally get, you know, this time of the year. You manage in a few games or at a conference games where a lot of these younger guys that don't get the necessary reps to really get better. The hard part about this 10-game season is that it's not giving these younger guys as much opportunity as a normal season would. So an opportunity like this, you get the game in hand, and those guys played when the game was not in hand, but a lot of guys getting some meaningful reps during the middle of the season. Like I said at the beginning of this year, depth is going to be a key thing for us to manage through a 10-game SEC schedule. So good for them to get out there and get some quality reps.
Depth at the wide receiver spot. We saw Javon Baker, the freshman from Georgia. He played along with, obviously, Devontae and John Metchie. Jalen Waddle was in for that first play. Slade Bolden did very, very well. Six receptions for 94 yards this past weekend. So, you know, again, there's depth there. And Bolden, you know, he can play. He can do everything plus sell popcorn and drive the bus to the stadium.
He does it all, but we hadn't seen much from him this year.
Right.
You know, and that's understandable when you've got guys like Metchie and Waddle and Devontae Smith in front of you. You're not going to be one of those top targets. Plus, you got Forrestall and a number of running backs. But here is a lesson for a lot of young guys. Slade Bolden played a lot last year. He was an impact player. Somebody goes down, and it's your turn to step up. You never know when your opportunity is going to come, and he was ready for it. He pays attention to the meetings. He knows what he's supposed to do. He understands the concepts that we're trying to run on offense. He's extremely quick out of his break and gets open, and Mac Jones was finding him all night long, and he seemed to have nobody around him a lot of the time. Very understandable of what zone coverage he was facing and finding the holes. And, you know, every time Tennessee was trying to bring five-man pressures, that means they only got six guys to cover our weapons on the outside. Good luck. If you only got six to cover all these guys in a zone coverage, it's going to be tough for a lot of any defense. I don't care what kind of athletes you've got.
Another element of Alabama's depth was on the offensive line this week when Deonte Brown went down. We saw Landon Dickerson move over. We saw Chris Owens take over at the center spot. Emil Ekiyor really, I thought, stepped up magnificently, though he'd already been playing. But he really had a superb game at the right guard spot. So, again, somebody goes down, next man up. And, you know, it's not easy to replace Deonte Brown, but there was no loss of effectiveness for Alabama.
You know, and you look at last season, this is an element of what they got a lot of experience from last year with all these guys were moving around in different positions. So we knew that coming into this year that offensive line was going to be one of the best groups that we had returning because all of them played different positions last year. They moved them all around trying to find that right combination that we settled on for starters this year. But the great thing about it was all these guys got quality experience at center, guard, tackle. A lot of them, you know, it reminds me of the Barrett Jones days when Barrett was just a guy that you could plug in wherever you needed him to if somebody goes down. And Landon Dickerson's one of those same types of guys. He's a great athlete, phenomenal center, calls all the defenses from the center position, but when needed, he can step into that guard role, and Chris Owens comes in and does a great job filling in for him.
Other elements of the team that have really looked good, the special teams unit. Will Reichert, of course, is perfect. He is 6 of 6 in field goals, 32 of 32 in the extra points, and a guy that I mention him every time, but you never talk much about him. The long snapper, Thomas Fletcher, who is now perfect on all 47 snaps in his career.
That's the thing about being a long snapper. You don't want your name mentioned ever.
Right.
You know, as a football player, you always want to hear your name come over the loudspeaker or being talked about on the radio. A long snapper is the complete opposite. If you go 4 years of never getting your name mentioned during a broadcast, that is a good thing. Thomas has done a great job. It's a position that you know, when Coach Saban first got here and Coach Shula was here, it was not a scholarship position, and the kicking game was not a lot of scholarship positions. And now it's a huge emphasis because it is a third element of every single game. So you've got to find the guys that are the best at what they do, and we're recruiting them. And I know Thomas was highly regarded coming in out of high school, and he's done a phenomenal job.
There was a change at punter this weekend. Sam Johnson, who had punted through the first four ball games of the year, had punted 10 times, ceded that role to Charlie Scott, who punted twice for a 34.5-yard average. He had a 41-yard long, and he placed two of them inside the 20. So the transfer from the Air Force Academy saw playing time this weekend.
Yeah, it's been kind of a rotating group of guys trying to figure out who was going to be that punter. I know Ty P. Ryan was a guy that's gotten a lot of experience as well. Just trying to find a guy that can deliver, especially with Coach Saban's special teams, how directional the punter is. Everybody just thinks you get back there and you just kick it as far as you can, or if you could just drop it inside the 20 every time. It's not as easy as it looks. And if you have a lot of mishits, your coverage is not expecting it. If you kick to the left side of the field, right side of the field, your coverage is expecting a ball to be somewhere when they're running down the field, and they cannot see where the ball is come off the foot. So they're relying on you to get the job done. Coach Saban and the staff is just trying to find the guy that is consistent and gives them the best opportunity to flip the field when you can, while also being able to pin some guys deep, especially for a few games that we've got coming down the road.
Charlie Scott, of course, he is the brother of J.K. Scott, who is now in the NFL with the Green Bay Packers. And, you know, that reminds me that our friends at BBVA are a proud partner of Alabama football. And as we have told you every week, the Tide now leads all schools. Actually, the count is now over 70 when you count inactives, practice squad, physically unable to perform, whatever. Over 70 Alabama natives or folks from the University of Alabama in the National Football League. And tonight, BBVA wants to recognize a special teamer, J.K. Scott. He had four punts this weekend for 207 yards. He averaged 51.8 yards per punt to help the Packers go to 4-1 with that 35-20 win over Houston. And just like our Crimson Tide guys in the NFL, and just like J.K., BBVA is all about creating opportunities, averaging 51.8 yards a punt. Compare that to, you know, high 30s, mid 40s. Those are unbelievable numbers.
Yeah, you hope you got a guy, especially at the NFL level, that you're going to get a good average of 45 plus. And if you're averaging 50 plus, that is a huge weapon for anybody. I mean, it does a lot. Different leg strength. I mean, J.K. did a great job kicking for us.
Sure.
And I don't even know what his average was, but I know it was pretty strong.
Yes, it was very high.
But 51 yards. And you think about it, that only takes into account from where the line of scrimmage is. He's also, add 10 more yards to that from where he's actually standing. Guy's got a phenomenal leg. And you miss him when you don't have him. You know, we got used to him being here for so long. And now he's gone, and we wish we could just create one of those for every single time one of them rolls off.
Hey, folks, a quick reminder, there's so much going on campus now. Soccer, volleyball, all sorts of sports cranking up. You've got baseball starting practice, softball doing practice. You can keep up with everything Alabama with the Roll Tide mobile app presented by Bancorp South. It's available at the App Store and Google Play. Google Play. Download the Roll Tide mobile app now. It is absolutely free. We're coming right back. We've got more of Crimson Tide Rewind on the way. We're live here at Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Vestavia, and we're back in just a moment on the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Watch out! You got me!
The galaxy is safe once again.
In the pretend universe, kids play with pretend guns. In the real world, it's up to us to make sure they don't get their hands on a real gun. If you have a gun in the house, keep it locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Psst, Steven. Who said that?
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
America, your children have an amazing superpower. That's right. They can help save lives by simply washing their hands. Just 20 seconds of thorough hand washing after they've coughed or sneezed or been outside can help fight against the dastardly spread of germs. Armed with only soap and water and hands, your superhero can protect you, your family, and everyone out there in America land. Amazing! Find out more at coronavirus.gov. A message from the CDC and the Ad Council.
To some, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much, but that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning, especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at AutismSpeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Part-time job, full-time hustle, all-time Shiro to all of us. You nurture, we listen. You teach, we thrive. You lift our spirits, but we've got to lay down the truth. It's time for you, our Shiro, to stretch for the stars. Start saving more for retirement now, so you can feel prepared and live your life to the fullest. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings now at aceyourretirement.org/Shiro.
A message brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay, squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
And now Bama quickly to the line of scrimmage. Here's Mac Jones, gets the snap, calls his own number, goes forward. Is he in? Yes, he is. Touchdown, Alabama. Mac Jones, the rushing touchdown, his first of the year.
Great drive from Alabama right there.
Five carries, 4 yards on the day, and the one rushing touchdown. Interestingly, did not pass for a single touchdown. That's an anomaly for that young man.
Yes, it is. You thought Najee was in on that play, the play before.
Yeah.
And Mac did a great job coming up to the line of scrimmage, realizing that Tennessee was out of position, had an A-gap wide open, and all he had to do was snap it and just fall forward. I don't think he got touched.
Nope, but Alabama gets the touchdown from him, and Crimson Tide, of course, go on to defeat the Tennessee Volunteers 48-17. You're listening to Crimson Tide Rewind, presented by Southeastern Pond Management, protecting your liquid assets for over 30 years. Eli Gold and Corey Reamer alongside. The injury to Jalen Waddle, we talked about it earlier as far as the medical end of it. Does the mental concern, I know it bothered the players on Saturday. They were very concerned. But how easy or difficult to just eventually shrug that off and say, hey, we got to go on and play.
Yeah, you realize it pretty quickly. These guys, and they did it. They did this against Tennessee. They didn't let it phase them. They went out there and played extremely well. When this comes in is, you know, you get back to the locker room, you start having team meetings, you're looking at the schedule down the road, and Slade Bolden did a phenomenal job of filling in, but it's like when we lost Julio, you know, that guy's just a different playmaker.
Sure.
You know, it's not that we don't think everybody else can do a great job of filling in for him. these guys just are a special talent. So when you lose a guy like this, it might not be certain games that you're nervous about not having him around, but whenever you're in some tight matchups and you need some big plays, get some momentum going for the offense, that's when you start missing the guy. And you try to keep that from creeping in your head. Luckily for Mac Jones in this offense, there's a lot of other weapons around here that he can go out there and use. But like you said just a minute ago, Jaylen Waddle is irreplaceable because now you're as a defense, you know, the opposing defenses don't have to worry about him taking off the top of the defense. That's one less guy. And Slade Bolden can do it, but not at the same rate that Jaylen Waddle can.
Exactly right, and that's the bottom line. I know Slade, it was interesting, obviously had a good ball game Saturday. He carried the ball once, caught six passes for 94 yards. He seems to thrive against Tennessee. It was last year. He was the Wildcat quarterback against the Vols and threw that six-yard touchdown pass to Miller Forrestall.
Yeah, some people just have, I know my favorite games to play every year was Ole Miss. You know, some people just get, you know, I don't know what it is, something in the water that just happens. You just have a great game. Your opportunity presents itself. And if he wants to continue to play well against Tennessee, I'll happily let him do it.
And how about Miller Forrestall? 9 receptions, 127 yards and a touchdown. He caught a pass for 25 yards this past weekend. Now, he's gotten banged up a couple of times. Thankfully, he keeps coming back for more.
Yeah.
But, between he and Billingsley and Tennyson and when he's healthy, Carl Tucker, it's a pretty solid tight end group.
Yeah, you got. We talked about it last week. When you've got the type of weapons that Alabama has at the wide receiver position and the running game, the tight end doesn't really get a ton of love, especially in the passing game. But you've seen Miller Forrestall getting more involved week in and week out, starting with Georgia last week, having some big catches, and continuing this week as well. When you force a defense to focus so much on the deep play ability of these wide receivers that we have, it's going to create some opportunity, like we just talked about, especially when guys try to run some zone concepts against us. These tight ends find a way to get open in the middle of the field where there's a lot of vulnerability in the coverage, for sure.
By the way, folks, if you want to be part of the show tonight, of course, our phone lines are open, toll-free, 877-202-BAMA. That's 877-202-BAMA. Or you can submit your questions to my partner here, Corey Reamer, on the Alabama Media Group Twitter line. And that address is at Corey Reamer. That's CoreyReamer13. So at CoreyReamer13, all part of AL.com, your source for SEC sports. When we come back, we'll look at Alabama's coaching staff and who they selected as their players of the week. We'll hear from Coach Nick Saban. We've got our senior spotlight and a whole lot more. It's all coming your way as we are live tonight from Baumhauer's Victory Grill here in Vestavia on the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Get your ice cold Bud Light, Bud Light Seltzer hip. Even though you can't go to the game, doesn't mean the game can't be brought to you now hip. Just go to BudLight.com/delivery. That's BudLight.com/delivery.
Give me two mangoes.
Coming at you. It's a little short. Ow. Sorry. You know what? I'm just going to walk them over to you.
Whenever there's a game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light Beer, and Bud Light Seltzer. IRC Beer. Beer in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hey Tide fans, it's time to watch the Alabama Crimson Tide roll. Whether you watch from home, at your tailgate, or in the stadium, you can enjoy the great taste of Ziegler Jumbo Franks, the official hot dog of the Crimson Tide. Alabama is a tradition of winning, and Ziegler has a tradition of great taste. Enjoy your Ziegler Jumbo Franks at home, at the tailgate, and now at Bryant-Denny Stadium. Ziegler Meats, a tradition of great taste for over 90 years. Pick them up at your local supermarket.
Wherever you are around the world, experience the power of the University of Alabama Online, a tradition of excellence. Choose from more than 70 online degree programs built upon decades of experience in distance learning. Learn from leaders and advance your career with Bama by Distance from the University of Alabama. Flexible, affordable, legendary. Let your computer be your campus. Visit bamabydistance.ua.edu.
I'm Cliff Meidel, two-time Olympic athlete in the sport of sprint kayaking. In 1986, my life changed forever when I struck three buried high-voltage cables while working on an excavation site. 30,000 volts of electricity blew through my body. I'm lucky to be alive and able to walk again. Accidents like mine can be avoided with a simple call to 811.
Accidents can happen to anyone. Know what's below. Always call 811 before digging. Brought to you by Alabama 811.
Anytime, anywhere, BBVA USA is with you. With the BBVA mobile app, you can do most of your banking quickly and easily. Transfer balances, pay bills, deposit checks. For more personal service, call or visit a branch drive-thru. Stay safe. Our bank is with you. BBVA, creating opportunities. For more banking information, visit bbvausa.com.
Discover something amazing at Cook Museum of Natural Science. Explore a cave, crawl inside a beaver lodge, marvel at live animals, including saltwater fish, turtles, snakes, jellyfish, alligators, and more. Experience nature close up through interactive exhibits and hands-on activities. Discover why life is amazing at Cook Museum of Natural Science in downtown Decatur, Alabama. For more information, visit cookmuseum.org.
Forrest all in the slot left. Here's Mack on the give. Robinson breaks tackles up the middle. Hard running. He is in. Touchdown, Alabama. Behind Leatherwood and Echior and his own determination. Brian Robinson with a rushing touchdown, his second of the year. So the Crimson Tide getting help from all comers in that 48-17 win over the Tennessee Volunteers. That senior spotlight was brought to you by Cigna. Cigna can find the right Medicare Advantage fit for all senior Crimson Tide fans. For more information, go to Cigna.com. The senior out of Hillcrest, Alabama High School in Tuscaloosa. And Brian, now 35 carries, 203 yards and a couple of touchdowns.
And that doesn't seem like Brian Robinson's been around for a while. Every time, he's one of those guys like the Hunter Renfrow of Clemson. He's just a guy that he just keeps playing. He just returns. How many years has he been down there? He's really stuck it out. He's been behind Najee Harris. Najee's done a great job this season, but Brian Robinson getting a lot of carries, and I think he got a little fire lit underneath him when he saw Trey Sanders starting to get some carries during some games, and he is running extremely hard, and he did a great job this weekend whenever he gets an opportunity.
The big difference between Brian Robinson and Hunter Renfrow, I'm happy to see Brian Robinson. Yeah. Hunter Renfrow, after nine years, I'd had enough of him.
Yeah. I think Alabama fans across the nation would agree with you on that. Yeah. Everybody was tired of seeing him about the third national championship we played against those guys.
It was like Kellen Mond from A&M. Yeah. Great talent. The guy's been there for like 11 years or so, it seems.
How are we still talking about these guys? You know, but Brian Robinson, in a day and age of what football is today, of guys coming in and not getting the start as a freshman, and then they all immediately start turning to the transfer portal or looking for other opportunities because they want to play immediately. You got to have a lot of respect for this guy. He's never been the premier back, but he's a workhorse, and he comes in and week out, and he adds a lot of value to this offense because he can do different things than Najee can, and when he gets an opportunity, he goes in and takes full advantage of it.
Indeed. So, hey, the coaches came out with their list of players of the week today, and Landon Dickerson and Mac Jones got the nod on offense. Mac, as a matter of fact, again, the SEC co-offensive player of the week with that 387-yard passing performance. I wonder how many folks wished he could have gotten 13 more yards to become yet another 400-yard passing day, but he had over 380 yards now for four games in a row. But Mack again, the SEC Offensive Player of the Week. He and Landon Dickerson. And Landon, it's so wonderful, didn't allow a sack, didn't allow a quarterback pressure. He finished at 100% grading out, didn't commit a penalty against the Vols. He has really been quite the acquisition since coming over, transferring to the university from Florida State University.
Right. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, he's done a great job, and he is he's a guy with an attitude, and that's what you want out of your center positions. You take a look back, you remember the Philip Vallejos, those types of guys, William Vallejos,
yeah.
And you remember those types of guys that were not the biggest in stature, but they just had a little bit of grit about them. You want those types of guys playing that center position. Kept Mac Jones clean yet again for another week. The entire offensive line group did. And I thought, Mac, you watched the replay of the game, how great of a job he does of keeping his eyes downfield. And that speaks a lot to this offensive line, how well they've done of keeping him off of his back. He can trust those guys that he's not going to get hit, and he keep his eyes downfield. And in 3 or 4 seconds into a play, which is, you know, usually quarterbacks are taken off and running immediately after 3 or 4 seconds, but keeps his eyes downfield, finds the open guy, makes a big throw. Both those guys have great weeks.
Defensively, the coaches named Christian Harris and Malachi Moore the players of the week. Christian led everybody in tackles. He had 10 of them, including a tackle for loss. He broke up a couple of passes. Malachi Moore, as you know, scored a touchdown on that scoop and score. He has now had a turnover in 3 of the Crimson Tide's 5 games. So those two fellas are the players of the week on the defensive side, and the special team honors going to Will Reichert and Drew Sanders. Will accounts for 12 points on the weekend, and Sanders doing a great job helping limit the Vols to just 33 yards on kickoff returns for the day.
Seeing Drew Sanders getting awarded Special Teams Player of the Week, that's a good sign. He was a guy that was regarded as a big recruit coming in as a freshman. A lot of people expected him to find a way to contribute on the defensive side of the ball or offensive side of the ball. He played both in high school. But seeing him taking his opportunity as being a special teams guy and making the most out of it, going out there and making plays, you know, because a lot of these guys don't want to come in and play special teams. Mm-hmm. It's not anybody's favorite thing to do, but it's a big element of the game. So seeing him come in and take it seriously and getting after it, you see him giving a ton of effort on all the teams that he's on, is a good sign for us to come whenever he gets an opportunity on defense. On the defensive side of the ball, Malachi Moore, what are you going to say about this
guy? And
it's
wonderful. It's fun watching him improve week after week after week.
And he just keeps getting more confidence every single week. You can just tell. It's almost like he's having so much fun because he knows what he's doing. He's getting more reps. He's 5 games into his freshman year, and he's making plays left and right. And all that's going to do for him, and it's a position that you've got to have a ton of confidence is a DB. He's only gaining more and more. He's out there flying around the football and making the most of his opportunities well, picking up a fumble for the scoop and score. Three weeks in a row now.
Exactly. So those are the players of the week as selected by the coaches. When we come back, we're going to hear from Coach Nick Saban. The opening statement from his noontime press conference today. That'll be coming your way next, right here on Crimson Tide Rewind, as we are live from Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Vestavia Hills on the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Payless Drugs is open and serving the Birmingham metro area with drive-through and home delivery options at all locations. Payless Drugs provides families with everything they need, from prescriptions, immune boosters, over-the-counter needs, nutrient depletion supplements, and more. Call our team at Payless with your needs and we'll notify you when it's ready. Payless values our customers' good health, and Payless Drugs delivers right to your door if needed. Visit MyNewPharmacy.com today to make life easier with Payless Drugs.
Wherever you are around the world, experience the power of the University of Alabama Online, a tradition of excellence. Choose from more than 70 online degree programs built upon decades of experience in distance learning. Learn from leaders and advance your career with Bama by Distance from the University of Alabama. Flexible, affordable, legendary. Let your computer be your campus. Visit bamabydistance.ua.edu.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Hey, so what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, but you can't drive high. You can run, but you can't drive high.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's Mac Jones, stands up, looks long. The man has a drive on a step on the defense, and it's caught by Alabama at the 2-yard line. John Metchie took it out of the hands of the cover man. Every time he does something like that, you just sit there, you shake your head.
You know, my wife said after that catch, she said, I'm going to get a John Metchie jersey. He has now become my favorite player. She loves watching him play because he makes fabulous catches. Think about the concentration he had to have to haul that ball in.
Unbelievable.
Safety came over the top, had an opportunity to pick it off, and Metchie comes down with it somehow. I'm still not sure how it all happened.
Yeah. By the way, good buddy of ours, Steve Moulton, he is top flight sportscaster, sports talk show host at our affiliate up in Tennessee Valley in Huntsville, ESPN radio up there. He just sent me a quick text that J.K. Scott punting average at Alabama was 45.6 yards per punt. So right alongside some of the numbers he's been posting in the NFL.
Yeah, and you look at what we've averaged since he left. And I know that you have to take into account that we're obviously short-fielded sometimes and trying to pin some guys back. That definitely hurts the average. But if you're averaging 35 versus 45, that's a big difference. So you miss a weapon like – and that's J.K. Scott's average is a 45, and he's probably doing the same thing, trying to pin guys back. So that just tells you what kind of special leg he had.
Well, let's let you hear what's been on Coach Saban's mind in case you weren't able to tune in today at the noon hour. We've got his opening statement from today's press conference. So let's take you to Tuscaloosa and let you listen in.
Well, as I said after the game, this was a really good win for our team. I think a lot of players really had to step up in this game, and they did a very, very good job of overcoming adversity. I thought the players were all in spirit on the sidelines, had good enthusiasm, which is something you need when you're playing on the road. I thought we did a lot of things better. We made some explosive plays on offense. We had good balance. Defensively, we got off the field on third down, stopped the run a little better, still gave up a couple explosive plays, and, had a couple ball security issues on offense, but things that we need to clean up. And I think, this time of year is when, players have to, choose to do the things they need to do to continue to improve and get better and create the right habits in practice so that you can not develop the kind of habits that start showing up in the game that are not, necessarily positives for your performance. And nobody feels great this time of year, so you got to kind of choose your energy and let your feelings follow that. And that's something that, we're certainly trying to get our players to understand and be able to do. Mississippi State, Mike Leach is, everybody knows about, the kind of offense they run, very pass-oriented. offense, a lot of spread formations. Do a really good job of executing it. But defensively, they've really played well this year. They're one of the top defensive teams, in the league. Play hard, very physical, got a little different kind of scheme. So this is really going to be kind of a little bit different kind of preparation for us on both sides of the ball relative to what we normally see. So it'll be very challenging for the players, and we definitely need to do a great job of getting them prepared for what they're going to see in this week's game.
Coach Nick Saban's opening comments on his press conference here today, brought to you by Dreamland. Hey, do you have a taste for winning? Well, Dreamland Barbecue offers the triple threat: dine-in, carry-out, and catering service. Dreamland Barbecue ain't nothing like them nowhere, and a proud supporter of the Alabama Crimson Tide. Overall, the coach seemed to be pretty pleased. I was able to watch the entire press conference today. He always picks out a certain few things to use as teaching moments, obviously. But overall, not a whole heck of a lot to be disappointed in from Saturday.
Yeah, I think there. You rewatch the game, and there are some things that we could do better. On the defensive side of the ball, like I said earlier, we played probably gave one of our best efforts. Still had some run gap assignments that we messed up a few times. But Coach Saban's going to do that. That's his MO. He's going to figure out exactly all the little details that we could go in there and clean up, because you never know when it's going to cost you down the road. But like you said, overall, great performance. It was a good win. Good win on the road. It's our fifth straight SEC game. And against coaches that know our systems very well, that always presents a different obstacle that you have to overcome. What else can you say? Tennessee's always going to give you fits. You never know what you're going to get in there. And this team has shown a lot of maturity of preparing with a lot of uncertainty this year, of not knowing exactly what's going to happen with the season. A lot of the senior leadership and the older guys that have been around for a long time doing a great job of keeping this young team, this team, focused throughout this season so far.
You had a chance to interview Jeremy Pruitt today, the head coach of the Tennessee Vols. What was his demeanor like?
Yeah, he was, obviously not the best Monday that he could ask for. I think it's been a tough stretch for him, but he feels good about where his team's headed. And he talked about it in his press conference after Saturday's game. You know, he feels like they're closing the gap. And I asked him about that today, and he said, maybe not so much in the scoreboard, but 3 years ago, or when I first took this job, Alabama scored 66 points on us, and they could have scored 100 easily. And this game, it was a little bit different, where Alabama was still throwing the ball in the fourth quarter. And so for him, that's a win. He's getting a bunch of talented guys in there that are freshmen. And I think this year, being the offseason that it was, not getting these guys a lot of reps, probably has slowed the development of some of these guys that he was thinking might be contributors. So he's excited about what he has coming down the road. I think Coach Pruitt is a great coach. Everybody remembers him as time at Alabama, one of the best defensive coordinators, probably one of the best X's and O's from a defensive coaching standpoint that I've ever been around. So disappointed for sure. He's got an off week this week. He's looking forward to the work that they're going to get in, hopefully get some of these younger guys sped up a little bit so they can be contributors in the back half of their season.
That's Corey Reamer. I'm Eli Gold. This is Crimson Tide Rewind, brought to you by Southeastern Pond Management, proud sponsors and supporters of the Crimson Tide. You can go to sepond.com to learn more about stocking, fertilizing, and pond maintenance services. More when we come back to Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Vestavia, here on the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
In football, a triple threat is a player who can do it all. For barbecue, Dreamland is a triple threat. You can dine in, carry out, or let us cater your next event. For the ultimate tailgating experience, nothing beats a rack of legendary Dreamland ribs with your favorite sides. If you got a taste for winning, treat your team to Dreamland. There ain't nothing like them nowhere. A proud supporter of the Alabama Crimson Tide.
I'm Cliff Meidel, two-time Olympic athlete in the sport of sprint kayaking. In 1986, my life changed forever when I struck three buried high-voltage cables while working on an excavation site. 30,000 volts of electricity blew through my body. I'm lucky to be alive and able to walk again. Accidents like mine can be avoided with a simple call to 811.
Accidents can happen to anyone. Know what's below. Always call 811 before digging. Brought to you by Alabama 811.
Angela and I have big plans for 2020. A new stamp in our passports, maybe a bathroom renovation. We definitely didn't expect to be worried about our income.
When life takes you out of one comfort zone, your Regions banker has helpful tools and advice to help you find a new one.
It's a relief to have a plan for whatever comes next.
Make your financial plan at Regions.com/brave the beginning. Regions Bank, member FDIC, official bank of the SEC.
If you're looking for Alabama Crimson Tide face covers, then look no further. Foco.com has a large selection of officially licensed face covers and gaiters for the University of Alabama. Visit Foco.com now and get the gear the team wears. Head on over to Foco, F-O-C-O.com, to shop all your Alabama fan gear and many more officially licensed products. Use code TIDE15 to receive 15% off your first order at Foco.com. Roll Tide and roll Foco.
Dos Equis, proud import partner of the Crimson Tide Sports Network, is here to say it's the beer served where the tide rolls and tastes smooth and refreshing when it's ice cold. So when you're watching Bama at home, the bar, or the stadium, grab some Dos Equis and roll Tide. Enjoy Dos Equis responsibly. Imported by Cervezas Mexicanas, White Plains, New York. Copyright 2020, Dos Equis Beer Brands.
Got my nachos, got my big TV, and my favorite chair. It's game time. But you know, the only thing that would make it a little better is if I could listen to my local broadcasters while watching the game.
Hello. You must have wished for your game to be synced with TV and radio.
I sure did.
Do you have a DVR?
You bet.
Do you have a streaming device?
Yeah.
Blammo. Your game is now synced. It's that easy.
Oh, boy.
To see if you can get synced, head to SyncMyGame.com from Learfield IMG College.
SyncMyGame.com?
SyncMyGame.com.
Palmer one-on-one with Surtain. Here's the inside give. Fumbling the ball is the running back, and it's picked up by Alabama for a touchdown. Eric Gray never did have full control of it, and Malachi Moore, who had an interception against Texas A&M and Georgia, busted it loose, picked it up, and took it to the house for a touchdown. As mentioned, three turnovers for Malachi in the five games thus far. The freshman from Hewitt-Trussville High School getting a great start to his Crimson Tide career. By the way, in news of the day, just a few moments ago, the Southeastern Conference issued a statement on the replay in the Auburn-Ole Miss game. The statement is fairly lengthy. I'm not going to have time to read it all, but they did fine Ole Miss head coach Lane Kiffin $25,000 for his use of social media after the game. That violated a number of SEC rules, as he vented afterwards in protest of that ruling. You can no doubt be able to check it all out on AL.com, and it'll be in all over the place. But the SEC just literally a couple of minutes ago issued a statement regarding the Auburn-Ole Miss game and the call or lack thereof that generated a good bit of talk. We're coming right back with more. Joining us, of course, as per usual, my co-host, Corey Reamer. I'm Eli Gold. Back in a moment on the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
These are the sounds of a dinner. A dinner that almost didn't happen. A dinner now served, thanks to people like you. Due to COVID-19, 17 million more Americans may face hunger. Feeding America is helping our neighbors in need. And if you're able, you can too. Donations are being accepted at feedingamerica.org/coronavirus. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
Okay, kids, Dad's gonna teach you how to dance. First, spread your feet apart. Then, pump your knee, nod your head, shake your hips, and bite your lip ever so slightly. Now, with one hand in the air, point at people with the other hand. I call that the rock star.
Dance like a dad. It's a great way to make a moment with your kids.
Now, make a face like it just smells something bad.
Visit fatherhood.gov, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hey everybody, it's time for today's STEM tip. Want to know how to make your selfies even better? Okay, let's use science. The best time for photos is golden hour. That's the moment right before the sun sets, when the atmosphere scatters blue and violet wavelengths, making perfect, soft, and golden selfie light to show off that beautiful face of yours. Click. Check out Chic and Stem for more inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
Jill, why don't you tell the class what you did this weekend?
Well, my dad and I went in search of some magical minnows and found a zillion of them in the stream from our lookout rock. Then my sister and I escaped from an evil slug king and went back to my super twig fort for safety. Then we told stories till it got dark, and the Big Dipper led us all the way home. Whoa!
Where were you, Jill?
We went to the forest. It's not that far away.
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Forrest all to the right, two wides, Mechie and Smitty to the left. Here's the snap, the give to Najee. He'll just walk it right in. Touchdown, Alabama. Najee's third touchdown behind Landon Dickerson, who cleared everybody out on the left side of the defense. Indeed, he did. And 14 rushing touchdowns now this year for Najee Harris. Hey, by the way, if you missed any portion of tonight's show, you can always catch it on demand on our Alabama Insider podcast. Download and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Now the prescription for success for this weekend, presented by Payless Drugs. Payless is your locally owned family pharmacy with four locations in the Birmingham area. Payless can handle your prescriptions, over-the-counter needs, and offers home delivery and drive-through options. Visit MyNewPharmacy.com to pay less.
Yeah, this week it's going to be the preparation, a completely different game than what we've had the last couple of weeks going, you know, Georgia and Tennessee, the styles of offense and styles of defense that we're going to face at Mississippi State. Last week we saw a lot of good things from our defensive line, starting to get some pressure in the pass rush. Got to get some one-on-one wins this week in the pass rush this week for sure with the style of offense that we're going to be facing with K.J. Costello and Mississippi State. Mike Leach is going to throw it around all over the place. Got to put some pressure on these guys, get the ball out of their hands quick, and this is the perfect week to turn it on.
That's the air raid offense from Mississippi State, and that's what's on tap for the Crimson Tide, presented by Bud Light. Whenever there's a Bama game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. Saturday from Bryant-Denny Stadium. Coverage begins at 3 in the afternoon. Kickoff is at 6 right here on the Crimson Tide Sports Network. We're back to wrap it up after this on the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Get your ice cold Bud Light. Bud Light Seltzer hip. Even though you can't go to the game, doesn't mean the game can't be brought to you now hip. Just go to BudLight.com/delivery. That's BudLight.com/delivery.
Give me two mangoes.
Coming at you. It's a little short. Ow. Sorry. You know what? I'm just going to walk them over to you.
Whenever there's a game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light Beer, and Bud Light Seltzer. IRC Beer, beer in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
As we celebrate 100 years of women's suffrage, we reflect upon a time when we could not register to vote nor hold public office. But now, we have the privilege of representing the people of Alabama in the state legislature.
We must continue to educate and empower women because together we can continue to shatter records and overcome barriers.
Register to vote and obtain your photo ID so you too can exercise your right to vote on November 3rd.
For more information, go to alabamavotes.gov.
What does Julie, who runs a thriving local business, have in common with the starting quarterback? Well, they both know how to hustle. As a small business owner, you rise before the sun and push till well after it sets. Outpace and defy expectations. Every QB needs a great team, and UPS is here to support the hustle with tools and expert advice to help you be unstoppable. Visit ups.com/pivot for details. UPS, proud partner of the Crimson Tide.
If you're looking for Alabama Crimson Tide face covers, then look no further. FOCO.com has a large selection of officially licensed face covers and gaiters for the University of Alabama. Visit FOCO.com now and get the gear the team wears. Head on over to FOCO, F-O-C-O.com, to shop all your Alabama fan gear and many more officially licensed products. Use code TIDE15 to receive 15% off your first order at FOCO.com. Roll Tide and roll FOCO.
Hope you've enjoyed our show this evening as we look back at Alabama's 48-17 win over Tennessee. Don't forget this Thursday from 6:30 until 8 o'clock, Hey Coach and the Nick Saban Show. Basketball coach Nate Oates is going to be joining us on the first portion of the show. Then Coach Saban joins us for the final hour. Then, of course, Saturday, Bama at home against Mississippi State. A 6 o'clock kickoff. Coverage from Bryant-Denny Stadium begins at 3 in the afternoon. That is Saturday. And that's going to do it for us this evening. Crimson Tide Rewind presented by Southeastern Pond Management. A big thank you to our friends here at Baumhauer's. Our engineer here has been Todd Robbins. Our studio engineer, Jerry Kelly. For Corey Reamer, I'm Eli Gold. Thanks so much for joining us. Good night. We'll talk to you later this week. Roll Tide, everybody.
Live from Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Vestavia Hills, Crimson Tide Rewind has been presented by Southeastern Pond Management, managing your liquid assets since 1989. And by Bud Light. Whenever there's a game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. Also brought to you in part by Golden Flake, the official potato chip of the Alabama Crimson Tide. And by Dreamland Barbecue. Ain't nothing like them nowhere. And a proud supporter of the Crimson Tide. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Crimson Tide Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig. Inspiring kid confidence.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.